This is a Get Serial podcast. You can check out more Get Serial at syn.org.au and at Get Serial on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram.
You're listening to Get Serial with Jess and Jono. We are so thrilled to be joined by Christopher Engel. Christopher, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much for having me.
Now, you're here to perform a bit of a cover.
Yeah.
And you've also just recently released a song as well.
Yeah, so I had my second single, Summer Nights, come out on Sunday. I'm really, really excited to share it with you guys today. And I got a little sneaky Sam Smith cover as well.
Very good.
Looking forward to that.
Yeah, so you've been in Melbourne now for 7 years?
Yeah, I came in 2013.
Yeah.
And moved here with my family. It took about a few years to get citizenship and all that, but I'm a dual citizen now, so very much at home
full
here.
Full Aussie.
Full Aussie, except for the accent, but yeah, everything else.
It's slight though.
Yeah.
It's slowly working on that Australian twang.
It's definitely coming in. Like, I've noticed, like, just my friends will tell me as well that I'm, like, saying car or, like, just, like, the little things.
Yeah, or, like, water.
Yeah.
Water.
It's very, very distinguishable, I feel. So you grew up in Denmark.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you notice a lot of differences between the two cities?
I would say it's fairly similar, like, in terms of mindset and things. Obviously, Denmark is a little bit more bike-friendly and stuff. I find, like, when I first moved here, I was always trying to go out on my bike, and I was having a bit of issues with cars on the road.
Oh, really?
But
you think that Melbourne isn't that bike-friendly?
Oh, I feel like it's getting better.
Yeah.
I love going down along the beach. Like, St. Kilda, there's a really beautiful bike track.
Yeah.
But otherwise, I just catch the train most places.
Yeah. Funny, because Melbourne would probably be one of Australia's most bike-friendly cities.
Yeah.
Are you from Copenhagen?
No, I actually grew up in a little rural town of about 1,000 people.
Ah.
So
I slowly made my way up to the millions.
Yeah, big difference.
And in terms of music and live music scenes, how different are they? Because to me, I would feel like there's a big difference. But
I feel so blessed to be here. I recently came across a statistic that said Melbourne is the live music capital of the world, and it's so true. Like, you can go out and play any day of the night or any day of the week, and you can just always find live music. It's so nice.
Yeah, for sure. We were talking about that a little bit earlier, how easy it is just to wander down a street and find something that's going on.
Yeah.
Which is really cool.
In terms of your music, what would you say is, like, some of the biggest influences on your voice, but also your songwriting?
Oh, cool. Well, I think with songwriting, it's definitely John Mayer. Like, his whole way of approaching the guitar and just his melodies and his lyricism is very much something I look up to. In terms of singers, someone like we just heard, Leon Bridges, is a big, like, favorite of mine. I love kind of that slightly crooner R&B style. And I'm still working on getting there myself. But, it's definitely some of the most beautiful singing I know.
Were they always the artists that you listened to, I guess, growing up? Or what was some of, like, what did you have it on at home that really, like, led to the development of your voice in that way?
I think growing up, I was very much influenced by my parents, and they were listening to a lot of ABBA and the Beatles. And I remember just, like, playing on repeat. There was a Beatles game where you could sing along, and like, even had, like, a fake drum kit to play as well. So I was really getting into that and knew all their songs by heart. And then it wasn't until my teens that I really got more into the singer-songwriter stuff and, like, Coldplay and a bit more alternative rock as well.
Were you writing songs from a really young age?
Actually, I wasn't. It came to me quite late. I think I loved music so much that I had quite a big internal critic going, like, this isn't good enough. And it wasn't till I was in my late teens that I really finally overcame that and started writing.
Yeah, and you've played a number of gigs in your time here and worldwide as well in America, is that right?
Well, I lived in America for a few years. I didn't really play much at the time. I was only 10. But I went to a lot of live gigs because I lived in Austin, Texas, and it was just similar to Melbourne. There's so much live music.
Yeah,
and
I can imagine.
It was a bit difficult because you have to be 21, but I snuck into a few ones. and then, yeah, it wasn't until I probably came out here that I really started, along with when my songwriting started to develop, that's when I started gigging as well. And I've done a few gigs in Denmark, but like I said, there isn't as big of a music scene, so it's actually a little bit more difficult.
What would you say has been your favorite gig?
Ooh, probably I had another single launch for my first debut single in June last year.
Yep.
That was probably my favorite. It was just so cool to see all the people that had come and like were singing along to my new single. And yeah, that was definitely a highlight.
So you're playing a show at the Grace Darling Hotel?
Yep.
On Sunday for the new single?
Yes.
What can we expect from that show?
Well, I'll be doing mainly originals. I'll chuck in a few sneaky covers as well. But I've got my full band, so a 6-piece band. It's a very intimate venue in the Grace Darling basement, so we'll have some fairy lights, and I've got some beautiful support acts as well. There's a guy called Morning Bear who'll have cello and violin and of started off on a kind of folky note.
Yeah.
And then got Seb Sabo as well doing a duo set with some of his new kind of Coldplay-esque songs. So it'll be a very good night.
That's really cool. So speaking of covers, you mentioned before you're going to play a bit of Sam Smith for us.
Yeah.
Why don't we give that a spin?
Sounds good.
So you'll be playing I'm Not the Only One. Is that right?
Yeah. So this song for me was about... it kind of was very popular at the time when the other song, my single Summer Nights, the time period that that's about... This song was very popular, and so it kind of brings back memories from that time. And that's what I love most about music, is the power it has to just bring you back in the moment and relive all these memories. So that's why I wanted to sing this song.
Yeah, super cool. Looking forward to hearing it. This is Christopher Engel with I'm Not the Only One.
Down, but the proof is in the way it hurts. For months on end, I've had my doubts, denying every tear. I wish this would be over now, but I know that I still need you here. Say I'm crazy, 'cause you don't think I know what you've done. But when you call me baby, I know I'm not the only one. You've been so unavailable. Now sadly I know why. Your heart is unobtainable, even though Lord knows you've had mine. You say I'm crazy, 'cause you don't think I know what you've done. But wait, I know I'm not the only one. I have loved you for many years. Maybe I am just not enough. You made me realize my deepest fears by lying and tearing us up. I know what you've done.
incredible.
Amazing.
Thank you so much.
It's a little bit of George Ezra about that, I feel.
Yeah, definitely. I've always really identified with him as well, because I feel like there's few singer-songwriters with a baritone voice out in the mainstream, and he's one who's really lit the path. And along with him and John Mayer, like, there's a few of the pop songs that I can actually sing along to with my baritone voice, so it's really nice.
I totally love that song as well. Like, it is exactly like what you said about how music can really take you back to like a time in your life, and I feel like that song particularly is just, it's so illustrative of like some really amazing moments for me, so thank you for choosing that one.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Super keen to get your latest single Summer Nights on the radio. Talk us through a little bit about this single.
This song is about a time in my life about 5 years ago when I just finished high school and I was on a gap year. And I'd gone to LA for a few weeks to stay with my sister, who was living there at the time. And I was really caught up in this mindset of thinking about how great life would be once I was rich, successful, and everything was going for me. And I think this song is for me about looking back on that time and trying to just appreciate how special those moments when you're just dreaming can be, and that it's not about the end result. And I think that's something, a trap that I often get caught up in. It's just always thinking ahead and thinking, oh, life will be great when I reach that goal or do that thing. And now looking back on it, I'm like, wow, those moments we had together, me and my sister, were so like precious. And so I wanted to capture that in the song.
Cool. Yeah. I just wanted to know quickly before we go into the song, is like you said earlier how you were trapped by your own like self-doubt writing. How did you overcome that? Like, how did you ignore that inner voice that says, I'm not good enough?
That was definitely a hard process. And the first song I ever wrote was actually for a uni assignment. I started at Melbourne Uni and I was doing a songwriting elective. And as part of that, you had to write a song. And so that was like, it just forced me. I was like, I guess I just have to complete this.
To pass the subject.
And after that, I think I kind of overcome the mental hurdle of being like, I can't write a song, because I was like, well, I've done it. And it was just a matter of, I kind of started to look at it like anything else, that if you practice, you'll get better, and not necessarily expecting the first song you write to be a masterpiece that's going to be number one on all the charts.
Yeah,
and
totally.
Those were sort of the things that helped me get through it.
Cool.
Yeah, amazing. Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
We are going to play your latest song, Christopher Engel, Summer Nights. You can catch him playing at the Grace Darling Hotel basement on February 9th. You're listening to Get Serial.
This has been a Get Serial podcast. Get Serial, 6 till 9 a.m. weekdays only on Sin.